Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Pendengar, sudah 6 bulan sejak larangan media sosial bagi anak-anak di bawah usia 16 tahun diberlakukan di Australia. Sejak saat itu, semakin banyak negara yang mulai mengambil langkah serupa. Para pakar menunjukkan dampak positif dari larangan tersebut. Tetapi, bagaimana pendapat para remaja? Ellen Lee dari SBS News telah mencari tahu lebih lanjut. Dalam sebuah keputusan pertama di dunia, larangan media sosial bagi anak di bawah 16 tahun diberlakukan di Australia pada bulan Desember tahun lalu. Larangan ini mencakup berbagai platform media sosial, termasuk Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, Reddit, Threads, TikTok, X, dan YouTube, di mana perusahaan-perusahaan tersebut menghadapi denda hingga 49,5 juta dolar Australia jika gagal mencegah akses oleh pengguna di bawah umur. Ella Menon, seorang pengguna media sosial berusia 16 tahun dari Sydney, mengatakan larangan ini menyasar sasaran yang keliru.
I don't know, they should crack down on the companies, not the actual young people. Like, they should make the companies do better and get fined if they don't.
Remaja berusia 16 tahun lainnya, Ilyas Patrikios, sependapat.
Stop bad stuff from going on social media and then they won't experience it. Like what? Yeah. Why is it there in the first place?
Tatiana Dagarin meragukan larangan yang bersifat menyeluruh ini.
I think parents have a really big responsibility to make sure they know what their kids are seeing online and make sure like their kids aren't on social media too young, or they could set up parental restrictions or something. And apps have a big responsibility that some of them, especially Instagram, aren't doing to monitor what is shown on the platforms. Like, there's so many videos of people just dying and no one does anything about it. I think something that did have a big impact on like what kids were seeing and just like how much time they were spending on social media was definitely the ban in schools. So I think more things like that are actually more tangible are much more helpful.
Namun bagi sebagian pakar, meskipun kesulitan dalam mencegah anak-anak membuka akun di platform yang dilarang sudah terdokumentasi dengan baik, dampak positifnya mulai terlihat. Timothy Koski dari Fakultas Media dan Komunikasi Universitas Sydney mengatakan,
"This is the beginning of something. What we talk about in sociology is something called network effects. Basically, the more people that are on it, the more people are on it. The more people that are on it, the more people are on it. So we can hopefully start to see the opposite starting to happen, where increasing numbers of kids, increasing groups of kids are not in that space."
Catherine Modeki dari Fakultas Ilmu Psikologi Universitas Australia Barat telah memantau dampak dan efektivitas larangan tersebut.
It's a swamp. I think we can all agree it's a swamp, right? And so these are companies who have served up a swamp. It doesn't have to be this way. And so how can we keep young people safe is what would be great to see these for-profit companies cleaning it up.
Dalam penelitiannya untuk universitas dan Kids Research Institute Australia, Ibu Modeki beserta timnya telah mempelajari dampak media sosial terhadap remaja selama 14 tahun. Mereka telah menganalisis aliran data dari ribuan ponsel remaja di mana mereka bisa mengakses secara langsung, dan Modeki juga telah berkomunikasi langsung dengan para orang tua selama 9 tahun.
One thing I talk a lot about is communication, because it's extremely difficult to know what a young person is engaging in online. We want them to feel safe speaking to a trusted adult in some capacity. If they are encountering problematic material, you know, that's another concern associated with the ban, right? That might be less likely, but keeping those lines of communication open is really critical.
Puluhan negara termasuk Prancis, Denmark, dan Inggris secara aktif membahas kemungkinan untuk mengikuti jejak Australia. Modeki menunjukkan bahwa eksperimen Australia ini belum menghasilkan kesimpulan akhir. Ibu Modeki mengatakan bahwa semuanya masih dalam tahap awal.
There's such an eagerness to hop on board now when actually there's no results yet, right? I mean, we have anecdotal evidence from kids saying one thing, we have anecdotal suggestions from the government saying another, and I don't want to discount either of those, but that's not how we evaluate policy. Right. So, and I just want to reiterate that no one's saying don't do anything. I don't think anyone is saying that. And no one is saying this isn't a concern. And somehow I feel like that has been lost in the zeitgeist. I hear from a lot of parents, well, they need to do something and something's better than nothing, right? And I can appreciate that. That's probably the most common thing I hear.
Seorang orang tua, Kate Gotham, menyarankan negara-negara lain bahwa larangan tidak serta-merta akan menjauhkan anak-anak dari media sosial, tetapi yang dilakukannya adalah menciptakan dialog di negara tersebut. Ia mengatakan, larangan ini dapat memberikan bahan pemikiran bagi para orang tua atau sesuatu yang bisa mereka jadikan acuan.
I'm still of the opinion that parents have to parent and that yeah, the government can't do that for you.
Berita tadi pendengar dilaporkan oleh Alan Lee untuk SBS News dan disiarkan oleh Anne Parisiane.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.